Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, previewing the cattle on feed numbers. We're back on that in just a moment.
Oklahoma owned and Oklahoma grown, that's Stillwater Milling Company, manufacturers of A&M feeds. Hi, this is Rob Botter, and we take pride in our A&M livestock feeds, focusing on quality ingredients that yield quality products. You'll see our fleet of orange Mack trucks delivering throughout Oklahoma, and we want you on our list. Whether you're feeding one pony or 1,000 cows, there's an A&M feed that's right for you. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you.
Hi, I received this bill saying I owe $548 for smoking-related expenses.
That's correct, ma'am. Smokers miss more work, which costs Oklahoma's $1.73 billion in lost productivity per year. Also, smokers get sick, costing another $1.16 billion in medical expenses. In taxes alone, that comes out to about $548 per Oklahoma household.
But I don't smoke.
Whether you smoke or not, every Oklahoman pays the bill.
I'm not paying this bill.
Actually, you already did. Thank you for your call.
Hello?
We all pay the price. Learn more at stopswithme.com.
Our first cattle on feed report for 2012 coming out on Friday afternoon after the markets close for the week. Erica Rosasenko with the Livestock Market Information Center joining us today to talk about what she sees and what the LMIC sees for potentially this report to show us when the numbers come out from Uncle Sam.
Well, here at the LMIC, we're forecasting that the cattle on feed number for January 1 should be up about 3%. Now, placements we're expecting to be down about in that 8 to 9% range. Last month, a lot of red ink on cattle feeding. We've already discussed it. Red ink coming. We did expect to see some other disappearance, some cattle that have left the lots. That should remain high. Marketing's probably down about 2 to 3%, and I want to make a note that in December there was one less slaughter day than the prior year, so that's one less day to place cattle and one less day to market cattle. But overall, we are looking at that number to be up about 3%, placements to be down. As I mentioned, this trend should continue as we move through 2012. The on-feed numbers should continue to moderate down, and those placements just will continue to be fairly small given the tight supply of cattle out there.
Erica Rosasenko with the Livestock Market Information Center. Now, the numbers that the LMIC came up with, somewhat bigger reductions in placements than what the average pre-report guesses are, but the majority of brokers and analysts definitely believe the USDA data that will be out later on Friday afternoon will show a big decline in the number of placements into the major feedlots. About 1.69 million head expected for placements in the month of December. If the numbers are right, the number of cattle added last month would be about 5.8% below the same month a year ago as far as pre-report guesses are concerned. Does look like Rich Nelson, Director of Research for Allendale, says this is probably the start of a big drop in placements that will extend for a few months. He thinks that we'll have several months in a row that placements will come in below year-ago levels. Meanwhile, it does look like that storms in the southern feeding areas have curtailed marketings in December, according to Bob Price with North American Risk Management. He says that December also had one fewer workday than the same month of 2010. That Erica mentioned that. And overall, does look like that he agrees that we could see a slight reduction in the overall marketing numbers compared to a year ago. Overall, pre-report guesses are running 2 to 3% more cattle on feed this year, January 1, compared to a year ago. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association 34th Annual All Breed Bull Sale will get underway at noon on February 4th at the Cheyenne Ag Pavilion in Cheyenne, Oklahoma, selling composite bulls, Angus bulls, Horn Herefords, and Red Angus bulls. For more information and a sale catalog, just call Linda Lucas at 580-497-7366. Don't miss the Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association 34th Annual All Breed Bull Sale February 4th in Cheyenne, Oklahoma.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.